Arcade games have always had a way of bringing people together. That's what David Marion, manager of 1UP, a downtown Denver video arcade and bar, sees every day.
A lot of our most popular games are the multiplayer games where friends can come and play together, whether it's the four-player Pac-Man that we have, or if it's a six-player X-Men, groups just park on there and have a good time, try to beat the whole thing.
And while it's pretty easy to get a small group of friends together, what about an entire city?
Imagine a smaller version of a Times Square.
That's exactly what the street arcade Oh Heck Yeah is hoping to do in Denver's downtown theater district, according to Ginger White with Denver Arts and Venues.
I think it works well for Denver because Denver is the kind of place where people like to get outside and play.
Oh Heck Yeah is the brainchild of creative strategist Brian Corrigan, who spent more than a year bringing the $750,000 project to life. His goal is to encourage the city to get unplugged and into the streets by using familiar technology.
I think it's really interesting that play really used to be a part of the street, and for whatever reason, it was completely sucked out. How suburbia, we put fences around our houses, and we completely blocked each other out of really kind of this kind of public life.
Looming over a gathering crowd, one of the three video games created just for Oh Heck Yeah, called Big Blue's Hood Slam, is being played on the biggest LED screen in Denver. Filling the 60 by 25 foot screen, the game features one of Denver's most iconic public art pieces, the Big Blue Bear. And instead of digital sound effects and music, the Colorado Symphony Orchestra provides the pulsing soundtrack.
It's a really simple game. Anybody can play, 4-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 80-year-olds.
That's game designer Justin Gitlin. He says he had to make sure all the games were not just fun, but quick and easy to learn.
I mean, we wanted to create magic for everybody and not exclude anybody. So the games obviously had to be pretty easy to just stand right in front of and understand and jump right in.
Up to four players can interact with the games using their bodies. The Microsoft Kinect device, which follows every foot shuffle and arm wave, moves the characters on screen.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Standing on the busy street corner with passing cars nearby, 9-year-old Aiden Laurie and his mom Rebecca say they were one of the first to try the gigantic game.
I am not a video game player. I am more of a video game appreciator. But this was a lot of fun. I'm actually out of breath trying to beat my 9-year-old, and he killed me.
Just up the street, Kyle Terry and Stephen Groves tried their hand at the video game called Catchy. Both are self-proclaimed techies, each wearing Google Glass to record themselves contorting their bodies as they make robotic buckets on screen, pick up assorted diamonds and gold coins.
So, I mean, I literally just walked up here, saw it, did not even know how to play, and then asked right before I stepped in and figured it out. So, it's really cool.
And he kicked my butt.
And I won, too, by, what was it, 16 to 5?
Yeah, 16 to 7.
Wow.
7. Don't get cocky, mister.
So,
I demand a rematch.
Well, Terry and Groves set up for another rematch. Creator Brian Corrigan says there's an even loftier plan for Oh Heck Yeah than just having fun and playing video games on big LED screens.
Really, the more connected we are, then we start to make the city more resilient. We connect people into possible new economic opportunity. And all of those things start to contribute to making the streets safer.
The interactive street arcade could see its first real test this weekend when Denver Comic-Con opens downtown. More than 70,000 techies, geeks, and gamers will converge on the area, and they're going to want to play the newest and largest video games in town. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffler.